2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story this hour. Utah's abortion trigger law is now on hold for at least 14 days while a legal challenge to it plays out in state courts. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has the update live from the KSL 24-hour news center. Becky?
Attorney Tyler Green spoke on behalf of the state today, taking issue with the argument of Planned Parenthood of Utah that the state constitution protects the right to an abortion. He says the word isn't even in there.
Nothing like that appears anywhere in these constitutional provisions. So for that reason alone, we think that the plaintiffs have failed to carry their burden with respect to likelihood of success.
But Attorney Julie Murray says the framers of the state constitution were forward thinking.
The language used there was robust and granted a positive right that, of course, is going to change over time with the nature of the civil and political rights that are at stake.
Ultimately, the judge agreed to put that restraining order in place that puts the law on hold for 14 days. The lawsuit, of course, continues. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Planned Parenthood of Utah CEO Carrie Galloway says up until an hour ago, the politicians were making decisions for women's bodies.
They made such a good case for the fact that Utah's constitution should allow for equal treatment of men and women in Utah.
She says Planned Parenthood will be calling back the women with appointments that they had to turn away on Saturday. Defense attorney and legal analyst Greg Skorda says Planned Parenthood was smart to focus on the Utah state constitution in its challenge of the trigger law.
Planned Parenthood of Utah filed its lawsuit saying, okay, the federal constitution may not allow that, but the state constitution, the way that the Utah state constitution was phrased and the way it was enacted, provided additional rights for the Utah people, and they filed a lawsuit to say, okay, but under Utah constitution, a woman should be able to be afforded that right.
Skorda says the legal challenge could take a year or longer. The temporary restraining order will be reevaluated on July 11th, and the judge will decide whether to change that to an injunction or allow the law to stay in place while the court case works through the system. A federal court in Louisiana also temporarily blocked the state from enforcing its abortion ban earlier today.
Louisiana is one of 13 states with trigger laws that take effect when the Supreme Court overturned the federal right to abortion. Abortion clinics there immediately sued to stop Louisiana's ban, saying it lacks safeguards to prevent the state from arbitrarily enforcing it. This could face another all the way to the Supreme Court fight.
That is ABC's Andy Field. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell weighed in on the decision for the first time publicly. He says the issue has to be settled at the state and local level.
Neither side of this issue has come anywhere close to having 60 votes. So I think this is likely to all be litigated out, dealt with in the various states around the country through the Democratic process.
There have been reports and signals from McConnell that if Republicans get the majority in Congress again, there could be a push for lawmakers to enact a federal ban on abortion. It's still unclear if states with trigger laws will ban abortion pills.
What's kind of unclear right now is how these states will go about monitoring pills that come in the mail, and also how they'll go about monitoring the potential telehealth that these women will be seeking to have these pills prescribed.
That is ABC's Alex Perchet. South Dakota's Republican governor has already pledged to bar mail-order abortion pills. The state elections office says all of the state's voting machines are working correctly ahead of primary election day. This comes after a state lawmaker made claims on social media that some weren't. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
Representative Phil Lyman posting to Facebook and Telegram alleging some machines were changing Mike Lee votes to Becky Edwards votes.
Obviously, the concern was maybe there's a malfunction. Maybe there's something going on. Is anybody else seeing the same thing? So that was my post, was to find out, you know, is anybody else having this same issue.
But the state elections office says that's not what was happening. The issue in Wasatch County was the font size on some ballot marking machines. It made it hard for people to click the right box.
The voter was aware that they had marked something and it appeared differently when they pushed that. They asked for help in those two cases. They were able to mark their ballot correctly before they left.
State Director of Elections Ryan Kelly says the machine gives people three chances to check their votes. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Republican Senate candidates are also reacting to the comments made by Representative Lyman. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Ali Isom is calling it a political stunt that's trying to discourage voters from showing up. Becky Edwards says the process of elections here in Utah are some of the finest in the nation, and she's also calling on Mike Lee to condemn Lyman claims directly.
Mike Lee's campaign released a statement saying that they have every confidence in Utah's elected county clerks and lieutenant governor's office to oversee free and fair elections. KSL News Time, 5:05.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.